With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Gaza City is being rocked by thunderous explosions.
The Israeli military has announced its operation in Gaza City to destroy Hamas's military infrastructure is now in gear and warns residents to move south. The announcement follows a night of heavy strikes against northern Gaza that killed at least 20 people. Israel's been warning Gaza City residents to evacuate for the past month ahead of the operation, but many have said they're unable to evacuate due to overcrowding in Gaza South and the high price of transport. Also on Tuesday, Secretary of State Marco Rubio left Israel to go to Gaza, where he meets with its ruling emir as the nation still incensed over Israel's strike on Hamas last week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel calls a UN report accusing it of genocide in Gaza distorted and false. Capital murder and other charges to be lodged against Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man accused of assassinating Charlie Kirk, set to appear virtually today in Utah State Court, his first court appearance. President Trump says the U.S. military has blown up another drug-running boat in international waters off Venezuela. National Guard troops heading to Memphis on a crime-fighting mission, President Trump's direction. The president urging congressional Republicans to pass a temporary spending bill, averting a government shutdown at month's end.
Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill say they're willing to shut down the government in order to save cuts to health care funding. At the White House, the president is telling Republicans to stick together. He writes on social media that GOP lawmakers must fight back against what he calls radical left Democrat demands.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. As the Fed begins a two-day meeting on interest rates, a federal appeals court has blocked President Trump from firing Fed Governor Lisa Cook. On Wall Street, Dow futures are flat. This is SRN News. New poll on assisted suicide.
Lifeway Research reports that 51% of Americans believe that if a person is suffering from a painful terminal disease, it is morally acceptable for that individual to take his own life with the aid of a doctor. The survey also reveals that 55% of respondents believe that physicians should be allowed to help people kill themselves. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, Americans who see the Bible's teachings as having authority are the least likely to say physician-assisted suicide is morally acceptable. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While faith declines across much of Western Europe, an unusual tradition is going strong on one tiny Greek island. There are more than 1,000 whitewashed stone chapels on Tinos that are owned and cared for by private families, as they have in some cases for centuries. These room-sized structures, mostly Orthodox, a couple of hundred Catholic, are set up on rocky hillsides on the island. This is SRN News. Arnold Schwarzenegger entering the national battle over U.S. House control.
The former Republican California governor is urging the state's voters to reject a November ballot proposal to rejigger districts that he said would erode Democratic principles. Schwarzenegger said Monday that the Democratic-backed Proposition 50 is insane. The proposal championed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom would temporarily set aside districts crafted by an independent commission and replace them with reshaped districts designed to benefit the party's candidates in the fight for House control. The move is similar to a GOP-led effort in Texas pushed by President Trump. Keith Peters, Washington.
The world's fondness for matcha is about to be tested by a steep price hike. Global demand for the powdered tea has skyrocketed worldwide, but there is a supply shortage burgeoning. More details at srnnews.com.